Lively Stones Meditations for 3rd August 2023. Preserved Blameless. Reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 23 and 24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Let us be clear. We do not start out blameless. And along the way, we each make plenty of mistakes. But the Apostle Paul prays, "May your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." In these few words, there is an immensity of meaning and understanding to be assessed and appreciated. So let's consider it, albeit briefly. What is Paul saying? He starts by praying that each of us be sanctified completely by the God of peace. Therefore, we need to know that sanctified means to be set apart, consecrated as holy. The setting apart is not and cannot be of our own making. It is the sovereign response of our Lord to our giving of ourselves to him, a commitment born in us by the Holy Spirit when our hearts respond to his calling. At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is an area which is open to much divergence of interpretation. Some attest to this speaking of the time when Jesus Christ will reappear in the flesh to redeem mankind at some point in the future. My own belief is that our Lord is very much of the present, of now. Thus, his touch to preserve blameless is immediate and at once. All we need do is enter into that deep relationship with him to activate his resurrection life in us, so to speak. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. The work is a complete one, touching every fibre of our being. That completeness is God-given and is drawing into holiness, for only in that blessed state can we be blameless. Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 12 to 13. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in the love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish our hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Meditate on these things. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or laboured in vain. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. Prayer requires simplicity. The tendency in prayer to leave ourselves all abroad to the influence of a meeting or of a special season is not scriptural. Prayer is an effort of will, and Jesus Christ instructs us by using the word ask. Everyone who asks receives. These words are an amazing revelation of the simplicity with which God would have us pray. The other domains of prayer, the intercession of the Holy Spirit and the intercession of Christ, are nothing to do with us. The effort of our will is to do with us.